In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of the fourth Sunday of Tut tells us about the banquet that Simeon the Pharisee invited the Lord Christ to, and how this woman that was sinful, or known in the city as a sinful woman, she came and she offered before the Lord her love and her repentance. And there are many lessons that we can grasp from the story of today, but we will choose to focus on the attitude that Simeon the Pharisee had when he looked at this woman coming and pouring her love before the Lord. Instantly, when he saw her, he said, "This man," speaking about the Lord Christ, "if he were a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." In this one sentence, he passed judgment on both of them, of the woman being sinner and worthy of coming close to this man, and on the same time, on the Lord Christ being that he is less than a prophet. If this man was a prophet, he wouldn't allow her so. How quick he thought about this, and how fast he passed the judgment. And actually, if we look carefully at Simeon the Pharisee, we will find that in many, many incidents, we are like him. The first thing that pop up before our eyes when we see others, that sometimes we pass judgment, even if we are not entitled to do so, even if we are not aware of what is going on. So it is important and edifying for our souls today, if we think and we consider certain things before we jump into judging others' worthiness or judging others' economy. He did not like the economy of the Lord Christ. He saw that this is something that made him less than a prophet. The first thing that we have to think about it is, am I aware of all the facts that led this person to sin, or the other person to his decision? Do we know about this sinful woman, if she was a harlot, because, for example, that she was abused in her young age? Maybe she was a widow who was in need of money and she was pushed into living such way. These are not excuses for her sinful life, but meanwhile, this will make a difference when we look and judge others. If I'm not aware of what is going on with this person, how can I think of myself that I am better than him or her? Maybe if I would be raised in the same circumstances, I would be given the same package, maybe I will mess up and I am going to live as bad or even worse than this person. The difference between us and maybe the most evil person in the world may be not because we are better, but maybe because we are not in his place. We are not raised in his shoe. So this is very important. Before I speak about someone being a sinner, that I should think, am I aware of all the facts that made him to be such? Speaking about the Lord Christ's decision, his economy in accepting this woman, also this is something very common, that we pass judgment on what others are doing, and we always think that this person shouldn't have done this, he should have done such. This is what is in Arabic al-mafrud, that sometimes we find this word as if we all know what is al-mafrud is. What should be done? If this man was a prophet, he wouldn't allow her to touch him. Many, many people around us make decisions either in their lives or the life of others. And sometimes most of the facts are away from us. And when we think, we should ask ourselves, am I aware how this person took a decision? How he came to this conclusion? Something that refers to our pride, when we think that we know what should be done in all the circumstances, no matter what, we know what is best, what is right. So the first thing that should come to our minds before passing judgment, that am I aware of all the facts about the sinner or about the other person's decision or economy? The second question that should also come to our minds, am I fully acquainted with my debts and my shortcomings in managing my own life? The Lord Christ spoke to Simon the Pharisee about this man who had two people who are indebted to him. One owed him 500 denarii and the other owed him 50. He was alluding that the person who thinks that he is indebted less cannot love as much as the one who is indebted with the large debt. The Pharisee, in his mind, he was a righteous person. He was not as bad as this woman. He is not indebted with that much. That's why he couldn't love much. But truly, if we examine ourselves and we examine our deeds and we look at it carefully, we are not indebted less than any other sinner. God is going to judge things according to a package, how much you were given and how much did you trade with the talents that you were given. If I am aware of my sins, if they are always before my eyes, if Simon the Pharisee knows how much evil is in his heart, like all of us, he wouldn't worry much about this woman. He had his own issues to care about. He has his own debt to think about how I should be paying this. Another thing, before he passes judgment to the Lord Christ, that he shouldn't have allowed this woman to touch him. He should have thought of himself, how careful and keen and wise he was in managing his own business. This is also something very important, that while we think that we can manage everything around us, we can manage the whole world if we are given the chance. If I would be the president, I would do it in a better way. If actually they give me the whole world, I will manage it in the best way possible. While if I look carefully, I might not have shown any wisdom in managing my household, in managing my own debt, my own life. How hard it is for us when we are already going through difficulties because of our misjudgment, that we go and pass judgment on other people's decision, thinking that it should not have been done this way. Do you know exactly how it should be done? If you know what is right, it is better that me and you manage and mind our own businesses before jumping into managing other people's lives. The third point that should be in the mind of all of us before we pass judgment is, given the same opportunity to be in the presence of God, did I make use of it? Those two people, Simon the Pharisee and the sinful woman, came before the Lord Christ. One invited him, that is Simon, and one came uninvited, the sinful woman. Both of them, in the presence of the Lord, behaved differently. One benefited, she received forgiveness, and the other person received actually rebuke from the Lord for his attitude and behavior and his way of thinking. The same way also in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. They both came to the temple praying. One of them went out justified. This is the man who admitted his shortcoming and his sins. And the other person was not accepted by God. When we come and we stand before God in his holy church, do we receive from him forgiveness because we are minded with our own sins? I am here to ask the Lord to forgive my debts, or I am busy about others and who is doing what and what should have been done and what shouldn't have been done. It is all about attitude and mindset and the status of the heart. Before the Lord, we should not worry much about others' sins. We should worry about ourselves. We are not going to be justified when we prove that everyone else but us is sinful. Everyone else makes lousy decisions but us. This is not going to make us justified in God's eyes. It is when we admit our shortcomings that this will make us justified. The fourth point also that should be in our minds before passing judgment, looking inside myself, where is my true focus? Simon the Pharisee, his focus mainly was on the banquet. He invited the teacher and he worried so much maybe about other people, what they are saying about him. Even he did not care to show hospitality towards this guest. He didn't do for him what was supposed to be done. He cared also about how this woman came inside here. How did she come before the master or the teacher? And how this might maybe make the banquet less honorable. This was his focus, not how he benefit from the master, not how he come closer and learn from him. This matter of where is my focus should be a question that we ask it every day. Where is my true focus? Where is the inclination of my heart? In my day, starting when we wake up in the morning till the end of the day, where was my focus in this particular day? Our focus should be inside. It is there where we need to work, and we need to work with God in order to clear this. This is the one, the heart of each of us, that we should be working diligently in order to present it before God pure and without blemish. When our focus is on others, certainly we will not be able to turn inside and work our own salvation in fear and trembling. When we look and we judge, and we are so much obsessed with what others are doing around us and what is should be done or mafrood, we lose what we should be doing. Where is my focus? Is it on others or is it on myself? Another question that also we should be asking ourselves. Another point that also we should be thinking before judging others, that by these three, love, humility, and repentance, are we to receive forgiveness, not by judging and condemning others. The sinful woman came and she presented before the Lord not the ointment that she anointed the Lord's feet with, not with her hair or her tears. Actually, she came showing love, showing humility, and showing repentance. By these three, she received forgiveness. The man who judged her and passed judgment to the Lord himself didn't receive anything. Having said all of this, I also want us to have the right mindset when we come to judging others. The context. What do I mean? This man was judging his worthiness as being worthy to come close to the Lord Christ or not. No one whatsoever has any right at any time to pass judgment if this person is worthy to come close to God or not. Thinking of who is taking communion and who should and who shouldn't is not my business or the business of anyone. But let us change the context, meaning, what if my son come and say, my dad, I want to marry a woman that is known as sinful in the city. Here, this is totally different thing. Here, I have to be not judging, I have to be discerning and advising my son or my daughter that there's certain things should be kept in mind. This person might go to heaven before him and me and anyone else, but it is different when we are to speak about friendship or about a relationship like marriage. We should, as parents, we should have the right to judge. The Bible teaches us and says that bad company corrupts good morals. How can we restrain our children from bad company unless we will call them by their names? These are not good companies that should we refrain from. Again, we are not judging the other person's worthiness. We are not judging his eternity or her eternity. This is totally different. But we should be able to discern and say this is right and this is wrong. This is acceptable and this is not. Why am I saying this? Our children sometimes have a confused idea about what judging and what is discernment is. They are both mixed up. When a father or a mother come and say to their children, you should not have a company with this boy, then the first thing that popped to the mind of the child to say to his parents, don't judge. Don't say this about my friend. My son, I'm not judging his heart. He might go to heaven before any of us. But meanwhile, I should be able to say, this is a bad company. Have to be careful. You have to refrain from. We are sometimes entitled, in certain contexts, to judge and discern what is right and what is wrong, what is lawful, what is unlawful, what is fitting, what is not fitting. Nothing is wrong about this. We are not condemning others. We are not sentencing them to hell. We are not speaking about their fate or their eternity. They might go to heaven, but she cannot be your wife. This lady might go and become in the ranks of the martyrs, but she cannot be your friend. We have to be very careful, and also we have to discern, is this person a penitent person or not? This woman, it changed, yes. She had this heart of a penitent person. Are we aware of this status or not? This is something also we have to keep in mind before we come to a conclusion regarding a person. Let us review these points and keep it in our minds that before we pass judgment to others, we should think of, am I aware of all the facts that led this person to sin or another to his decision? Am I fully acquainted with my debts and my shortcomings in managing my own life? Given the same opportunity to be in the presence of God, did I make use of it? Looking inside myself, where is my true focus? By these three, we should remember, love, humility, repentance, are we to receive forgiveness, not by judging and condemning others. Another point is, in which context am I making the judgment? If we keep this in mind, I'm sure that all of us will learn how to refrain from passing unnecessary judgment that might brought us before the Lord, as ourselves will be judged before Him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.